News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Community Talk Radio for the North State. 7:05 in the morning. My goodness. We're already blowing through here. March 12th, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Somebody was on my headphones. I can tell. Because
I just don't like it in the morning when someone's moved your cheese.
Somebody's moved my cheese. Not only that, but you know what?
It is the studio. People do come in.
There's blood running from my ears right now.
People do come in and do shows.
Who comes in here? Who comes in and can't hear?
Well, all day long, people come in and cut commercials and stuff. You know?
Well, that's true. That's true.
So I have no idea.
Good morning, beautiful
Linda. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
I really like that necklace. Where'd you get that?
It's a great story. It's a great story. I'll have to share it with everyone.
Yeah, and was it an Islamic prince?
No. Long story short, your mother collected turquoise in a bag that your sister found in Tennessee. But your mother collected them obviously in Arizona and other places. She was a turquoise fan. Anything southwestern. And, it was in a bag. And your sister, knowing that I love this very same kind of, stone, and jewelry, had it strung together and surprised me. Now, here's the thing that I have to share with all of our listeners. Whenever you send something in the mail, enclose a note.
Otherwise,
like we sent your son-in-law's birthday card without the check.
Without his present. Anyway. Okay.
Hello.
Okay. Let's go to somebody that obviously knows what he's doing. Let's go to Josh Wiley of our Wells Fargo Advisors. Oh,
well,
Josh.
Dow is currently up 16 points at 14,463, while the NASDAQ is down 4 at 3,248, and the S&P 500 is down 1 at 1,556. Oil is up $1.10 at $93.10 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.23%. Gold's up $14.70 this morning at $1,593, while silver's up 31 cents at $29.19 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning. Google's down $7.67 at $827.12, while Citigroup's down 35 cents at $47.25, and GE's down a dime at $23.50. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Give a call at 530-243-7561. They're going to give you the very best advice about what's happening in Wall Street. Or just stop by Park Marina Drive where their offices are. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors. What's our weather?
Well, okay.
Weather.
I was just going to say it's 48 degrees in the downtown studios if you're just tuning in. It is the 12th. Gosh, before you know it, Laura Bush is coming to town on St. Patrick's Day. There's so much going on. Sunny temperatures today. That is the forecast with temperatures around 79, partly cloudy this evening with temperatures at 48. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Later in the program, just a few minutes, Dan Kupski is going to be coming in talking about a new play. And we're having, we're going to be giving away tickets. And, this is a comedy by Pat Cook. We're going to be meeting, I think, some of the cast members. Love to support the local theater scene here. It's a comedy for all ages called Paradise Lost and Found. We'll be talking about that. And then later on,
we have, representatives from the VA, the Veterans Clinic, is going to be here talking about some of the things they have, an expansion of, services and who can do this and just more about our local Veterans Clinic, one of the best in the North State. Well, maybe probably one of the best in all of California, right up here. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State.
everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Honey, did you hear something? Honey?
She can't hear me.
Who are you?
I'm the voice of all the money you've been losing by wasting water. Leaking toilet flappers can waste gallons of water and cost you a chunk of change.
So if I just fix my leaky toilets, I can keep all that money?
Well,
Hey, honey, I'm gonna go fix the toilet. No sense in flushing away our money.
Learn how to save money and save water at the free Water Smart Workshop, sponsored by the City of Reading Water Utility, on Wednesday, March 20th at City Hall. Learn how to change a toilet flapper, read your water meter, check for irrigation leaks, and more. Drop into the River Conference Room anytime between 11 and 4 and join us in celebrating Fix a Leak Week. A free residential Be Water Smart kit will be available for the first 250 households. This Water Smart Workshop is brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
For a tax pro that not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Gironda's Restaurant, March 13th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Clint Boren to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs or do you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experience, tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend their financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
All right, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Do you know what the name of this song is?
713.
Barracuda. It's ready because you said I'm going to rant. So go for it.
Well, I got two things here. One that we had 7 Americans killed yesterday in Afghanistan, 5 in a Black Hawk helicopter crash. Doesn't appear to be brought down by Taliban or enemy. But two, special force soldiers were murdered by an Afghan policeman. You know, they had really, you know, this had been going on. At one point, it was almost daily. And so far this year, we've had, I think that means 13 killed. But the two latest were killed by an Afghan policeman. Here we are, 12 years later, and we're still there. Department of Defense chairman, or the new SecDef is over there, being insulted by Karzai and Afghan people. The bottom line on this is, and I talked to somebody the other day about that, what's our bottom line in Afghanistan? What do we expect to get out of Afghanistan if we leave? What are we going to stay? I mean, if we stay there, what happens? We just have this war of attrition just kills more and more. So we want to leave, 10,000 troops there? I'm not exactly sure for what. But then again, the other thing too is that how long will it take? 3 months, 4 months, 5 months after we pull out that the Taliban moves back in, that we've moved their bases out of Afghanistan, right, into Pakistan. So how long does it take them to come back out of Pakistan to come in and start cutting off little girls' fingers for going to school? How long? What have we achieved? Maybe as my friend says, as Mark says, is after 3 years, we should have just declared victory and left. Should have done that in a couple of different places. But this will continue to go on, and until we have some kind of set, I'm sorry, I just lost it right there. We just lost power and everything just went across the table. Until we have some kind of set, treaties, or we have, some kind of strategy to come on out there. Our strategy is, okay, we're going to take these people out. You know, we're going to move 30,000 out of there. What happens to the 10,000 that's left? What is going to happen with them? What is the bottom line we want in Afghanistan? Does anybody know that? Has it been made clear? Why have we had five commanders in the last 5 years? Before Obama took over, we had like two commanders for 8 years, and here we've got five commanders, one a year. It seems like we turn over. What can you do with the type with when you're turning over that much and that many commanders, one a year? And why are we turning over so many commanders? You might want to ask, the administration, how come we have to replace one a year? What's going on there that you don't like or they don't like about you? In some cases, it was what they didn't like about you. Okay. Oh, let's go to New York. You like New York, don't you, hon?
I don't like one of the stupid rules that they were trying to impose. I thought it was just, there I don't know, go. I'm not a Bloomberg fan. What can I say? Get to the point.
Yeah.
What?
Well, here's my point is the legacy of Mayor Bloomberg is kind of being struck down today. His legacy, he wants a legacy of so much, but I think his legacy could be, you can talk about it, you can say it in three words. Sugar, salt, and stupid. He has outlawed the use of too much salt in the food that the people are eating there. He made a ban on all drinks, sugary drinks, 32 ounces, that are 32 ounces. And of course, the kids in New York City, when they graduate from high school, have to take a variety of courses just in reading, writing, and arithmetic. Oh, gosh. Just to get them to the level to be able to go to community college.
You're missing another S.
I want to finish this one. But the sugar one that he had made, this arbitrary rule that you can't have 32-ounce sugar drinks there or cups that are 32 ounces, has been struck down by a judge as being arbitrary and irrational. And it's true. How can you make a rule that affects this corner shop with 32 ounce drinks and says, okay, but you don't serve enough food with this. And then you have one right next door that can serve 32 ounce drinks. It was arbitrary. It's an example of a guy whose power has gone to his head. I mean, come on. When you start, if you're willing to take drinks out of people's hands, and this is what we have to worry about, my friends. If they're willing to tell you how much you can drink of a Coke, I'm not talking about drugs. I'm not talking about a fifth of Jack Daniels. I'm talking about if they can tell you how much you can drink of a Pepsi Cola. At that point, we have gone so far over the edge that it needs to be struck down. Would you live in a community that tells you, I'm sorry, but you can't drink that 32-ounce Coca-Cola because it's bad for you?
It's another black market.
Yeah. Oh, so,
it's so high around the corner. We're going to go sneak down the alley and have a 16-ounce. Come on.
Come on. No, they're going to have a 32-ounce. Okay. Hey, would you like a 32-ounce slushy here?
Just a puff.
It'll be $8.
Yeah. There's a puff and a gulp.
Yeah, well, anyway. But this is when we get to that part where you've got communities and you've got mayors and you've got, but see, this is something else that's happening. When they get into these things, we're gonna do this for your own good. Take it a step further with your insurance. Oh, we're going to do this for your own good. If you eat transsaturated fats, sorry, your insurance rates are gonna go up. We want you to eat non-fats. Not that type of fat is bad for you. We won't want you to eat that. So if you do eat that, we're going to charge you more on your insurance. I mean, this is just, if they can take away your right to drink a 32 ounce Slurpee, just imagine what they're going to do with things like the Second Amendment and then on to the First Amendment. We have to take a break here. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Currently 48 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR 723, and you have an announcement.
Yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have built this place, and after 30 years, it is, what can I say, spectacular. They treat everybody so well. Veterans have always get discounts there. Espresso Joe's, greatest coffee in the town. And, of course, they will meet or beat any tobacco prices. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And we try to get announcements in the morning, this first part, to talk about certain things that are going on to town. I remember Babes in Control, Total Control of Their Happiness, present the third annual, it's called BOB Bash, and it's to benefit Veterans Recovery Home. It's the Shasta Blues Review. It's come and dance to that. Prime rib dinner. It's $25 pre-sale, $30 at the door. The event is happening at the Redding's Moose Lodge. And let's see, the date is March 23rd. And it's kind of a Mardi Gras style. So, that just sounds like a lot of fun. Moose Lodge, doors open at 4, so on and so forth. Before we took the break, Carl was talking about, Bloomberg and the, what's it, 32? I keep wanting to call it 16.
Yeah, it's 32 ounce, sugary drinks that he was trying to outlaw. But he had so many different rules. If it had milk in it, if it didn't have milk in it, it was totally irrational and arbitrary.
Okay, well, In one of the headlines today, I just want to share with our listeners when we were talking about that. Well, where do you go? I mean, it just feels so, you know, what large companies, and there is a little bit of a headline. I believe it's called Danone and Unilever and Nestle companies, produce everything from frozen dinners to iced tea to baby food and ice cream, are the three best large firms worldwide when it comes to offering products that address both the problems of obesity and poor nutrition, says a new report out today.
Oh, it's, you know, I guess the thing that offends me the most is that you've got, it's, I think it's like anything else, is government's reaching in.
Control.
Control. And it's more things that they want to control. I mean, right now, I mean, it's, you know, how much, how big a Coke can you drink? Come on. With all the things that are going on in New York, is that the most important thing that can happen? Does a judge need to spend his time on saying that you can't, you know, that, you know what, you can't do that. You can't, you know, it's, you can't just make up rules like this because you're the mayor. I mean, to me, the whole thing is, but then it goes on and I'm thinking, well, you know what, that's what our society's turning into. It's turning into a bunch of rulemakers that want to live your life for you by protecting you. I need to protect you. I need to protect you from owning a gun. I need to protect you from riding the bicycle without a helmet. I need to protect you from smoking that cigarette. I need to protect you, you know, from, what else? From hanging upside down and drinking a beer. I don't know. You know, the thing is that, you know, you can only protect people for so much. You can only protect people for so long. And then what? At that point, now you're telling them what to drink, what to eat. I was looking at the chat room. Hey, is it two scoops out of the vanilla ice cream or three? How about the, you can't have this 32 ounce, Pepsi Cola, but you can have a 20 ounce ice, you know, milkshake that's got twice as many calories and more cholesterol on it, but you can have that. See, it's arbitrary. But see, when they don't care, when it becomes arbitrary, they just want to make a rule. They want to stand up. Oh, I made this rule. You got to have a background check. You have to take an anger management classes before you can buy ammunition. Oh no.
And?
Well, just reading that makes me want to take an anger management class aimed at this, you know, this Florida congresswoman or assemblywoman, whatever they are, it's for the state of Florida, said you have to take an anger management classes within the last year before you buy ammunition. You have to be able to prove that you've taken anger management classes. You know, it's, are we going to that, my friends? At what point is it enough in California? At what point did they teeter right to the edge and then take that giant leap over? At what point were people going to say, well, you know what? I like it here. This is the best state in the union, but you know what? This has just gone way, way too far. And you move. You just move because you can. Because you can. At what point will it reach that? Is it the point where they take more of your money? Is it the point where they tell you can't drink the 32-ounce, you know, drinks? Is it the part that says that you have to show a thumbprint to buy a box of 22 ammunition, yet you can go next door and buy a pound of marijuana? Is it that point? I don't know. Is it the point where you spend one more cent, you give one more cent to the California government so they can help illegals and people that are on drugs than you get to keep your lights on and take care of your family? Is that it? At what point? I know people are leaving here that love it here. Got great friends here, but they're leaving the state of California because they can't take it any longer. Oh, well. Okay.
Well, on a nice note.
Yes, on a nice note.
Back after the break, yes. We're going to, you know, for those people who have decided to stay.
All of us who have decided to stay and fight this to the bitter end.
And those people who are doing something with,
over.
And people who actually have moved here. From other area, from areas that you might think are paradise, decided to make Reading their home. Part of the whole Riverfront Playhouse scene coming up that we're going to be talking to right after this break with tickets. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Mm-hmm. Fox Business Network stocks are fairly flat in early trading. After a seven-session winning streak, had the Dow Industrial Average closing at record highs. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 15 points. Meanwhile, shares of Radio Shack are taking a plunge after a downgrade from Goldman Sachs. The electronic retailer's rating was cut from neutral to sell, with Goldman saying Radio Shack operates with a challenged business model and minimal equity value. On the upside, Merck shares are jumping after a planned review of its cholesterol-lowering drug by an independent data safety monitoring board recommended the study continue. This comes about a year after another review gave the go-ahead for the study. The trial is projected to finish September of 2014. And MGM may be headed to Wall Street. According to Reuters, the Hollywood Studios board of directors will discuss an initial public offering when they meet on March 18th. Reuters is also reporting MGM will hold a conference call for investors the following day to discuss their thoughts. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Good morning, 7:35 in the morning, March the 12th. 48 degrees out there today. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hey, I want to talk about tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Hall right there on Yuba Street. There's going to be a ceremony commemorating the specialist Preston Dennis, who was killed in Afghanistan last year out of the 10th Mountain Division, but also something else that's going to be one, a ceremony you've probably never had an opportunity to ever to see, and that's a member of the French embassy is going to come, is going to be here to present the Legion, the French Legion of Honor, to Ellis Booth, a World War II prisoner of war. And that's going to happen tomorrow at 7 p.m. Call 229-0828 and talk to Jim Berg for reservations there. But if nothing else, if you don't do anything else but show up for this, this is going to be it's going to be a great ceremony. It's going to be a very moving ceremony. So that's tomorrow at the on Yuba Street at the Veterans Memorial Hall. Starts at 7 p.m.
Okay, we're so excited right now. We have cast members with us and our director, Leon Compton, for a brand new show that debuts on March 16th. Welcome to the show, John Welch, Cameron Tyler, and Leon Compton. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, it's very exciting. Pat Cook Comedy. Tell, you know, let's start with you, Leon. Give us like a storyline.
Well, it's in the lost and found department of the Paradise Bus Company. And we have 11 cast members who are going to keep you guessing through the entire thing. It's a light comedy, good for the entire family. We have a boss there who they're going to pull a prank on, which turns around to work out real well for the entire group. But we have two wonderful actors here with us that John Welch and Cameron Tyler that that really do a wonderful job.
Thank you. But it should be noted, too, that this is an original play, that comedy that has never been produced anywhere in the United States.
Oh, never been produced.
Never been produced. So this is the first
show. Really? Its debut in that form as well. Well, Cameron, when we talked about that this is a play for all ages. Tell our listeners, Cameron, how old you are.
I'm 13 years old, but in the play, I'm 11.
You're 11. And so you...
I think you can pass.
So we have 11 cast members, and is there just one 13-year-old or 11-year-old, or is there? Do we have a few children?
We have one understudy. Her name is Bailey Backstrom, who's an understudy for Cameron. And just in case, with school and the flu and things going on, we have good backup. And we're going to give Bailey four shows to do out of the 14.
Fantastic. Anyway. Well, Cameron, how many lines do you have?
A lot. I haven't really counted, but it's a good amount.
It's a good amount.
Yeah.
It's a good amount. John, you're a seasoned performer. You've been in here with other performances so far in rehearsals, Paradise Lost and Found. What does this play do for you, or what does it mean for you in a different form than other plays that perhaps you've performed in here?
Well, this is definitely a character-driven play. I think what's going to stand out to the audience is how these different characters are very distinct. They're all going to emerge, and the interplay. I mean, you look at, you know, it's your normal, your work environment. You've got the manager, you've got the custodian, you've got a couple other people that, and how they interplay and interact, that's what's fun. You know, I might point out, too, that Cameron is no slouch when it comes to local stage. If you remember last year...
Cameron, you've been in here before.
Yeah.
She appeared in To Kill a Mockingbird as Scout last year.
And so well poised. I think theater is... That's the beautiful thing about what theater and music can do for individuals is start a base in life as far as how to carry yourself. I mean, if you can get in front of an audience every night, just imagine what you could do if you have to stand in front of a firm and introduce yourself. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about transplanting great talent to the North State. What calls you to the North State? And while you're here, why not give it what you've got? And that means all your talent. So we've got some great pool of talent here, and they're right here in the studio. We're going to take a break again. KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Reading Rancheria and Wind River Casino would like to thank everyone who attended a Mardi Gras masquerade, a year to remember, 2013. We would like to thank the Keyhole Mystery Theater and Front and Center Dance Studio for their wonderful entertainment. It always brings us joy to recognize the amazing organizations we partner with. This year, we were proud to recognize the Shasta Treatment Center with an extra award for all the work they do. It's because of organizations like you that our area is a true community. We would also like to thank all our sponsors for their support, especially KCNR.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill.
Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh. She's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and DeBot, KCNR 1460. Good morning. 7:42 in the morning. It's 48 degrees out there. It's going to be a great day today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. From a small chip up to cracks 24 inches in length. You know what? He guarantees his work. Jeff Wurst guarantees that when he fixes your windshield, it's going to stay fixed. And if he can't fix it, and there's some windshields occasionally he can't fix it, I'll just tell you that. He's not going to take your money and then just keep, going, having you go around in circles while he, just takes more of your money. He's going to tell you right up front. He does great work. He's worked on our car and I can't say enough about Jeff Wurst and Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3280 Market Street in Redding, or give him a call at 241-8373.
Okay. I would really want to go down around the room. I know, you know, it's daylight savings time. You got actors stay up late. Start with you, John. Can you put in a word why somebody looking for something to do and they love theater, why should they come to the show?
Comedy. It will be a laugh. There's still, you know, we've been rehearsing for 2 months and there are still lines and deliveries that crack us up. And we've heard this over and over again. So I just know that an audience is going to be amused and entertained. No question.
Love it. So that's brilliant writing. When you can say the same line, but every time it's like a song, a different intonation. Like, wow, I never really realized what that lyric meant. That happens with great writing in plays. And of course, we're talking, with the, cast and the director of Paradise Lost and Found, a brand new play, never been done in America, which is really, really exciting, debuting right here in Reading. And our director, Leon Compton is here. I know you wanted to do a shout out to your assistant directors, Leon.
Yes, thank you. I've got two great assistant directors, Norm Overbay, who has directed or assisted me in two other shows previously, and we have a newcomer, Chris Gomez. Chris works for Channel 7, And
he's a talent.
Chris is a very talented. He has such oversight. I mean, he brings much to the show.
Chris surprised me and very pleasantly surprised. I've known Chris for a long time. I know him from Reading Improv Players, third Saturday of the month. But he's just done a terrific job. He's got great insight, great instincts.
Mm-hmm. He's a Renaissance man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, makeup, dancing. He does.
And writing.
Know, yep.
Quite a writer.
He's been in here before, and he's really, really funny. Well, let's throw it to Cameron, who is one of the younger castmates, to put it in like a one-liner. This is what your fifth or sixth performance in the North State that I understand your dad's here.
Yeah.
And your second serious play.
Yeah.
Well, it's not serious, but meaning like without breaking out in song.
Yeah.
What does Paradise Lost and Found mean to you?
Well, it's kind of special to me because it's my first comedy, which I've always wanted to do one. So it was really special that I got to do this one because it's never been done before. So I thought it was really cool that I got to do this one first.
Well, that's great. Now, Leon, you know, being a director, do you find it with really great comedy that there's certain nights that when you expect a line, the laugh to happen in a line, maybe on Tuesday night, it's like so predictable, but on a Wednesday night, there's a laugh that comes in a place that you're like, whoa, why did they laugh at that? Then you realize if you look deeper, well, that makes perfect sense.
Every audience is different. Every audience reacts to another phrase or another act, and they laugh where you don't expect it. And when you do expect to laugh, they're not there. So you have to tell the actors then, you know, don't expect to laugh. Just keep going. Keep your character. If one comes, soak it up. You earned it.
Hey,
live theater.
Yeah, Cameron.
Yeah.
What do you want to do with your life?
Well, recently I've kind of been thinking about being a math teacher just because math is my favorite subject and I thought being a teacher would be really cool.
You don't want to be an actress when you grow up?
I do, but I'm not sure yet, but.
Wow, I want to applaud that.
Yeah, I know. She wants to be a math teacher, which is probably be about two left in the United States by the time you're that age. That are homegrown. Most of them will come in from Pakistan. Okay. Hey, I've got a couple of tickets to give away to Paradise Lost and Found. I just make this stuff up. I have two tickets to give away for Paradise Lost and Found for March 20th at 7:30 p.m. It's going to be great there to be. First person to call, 605-4567. Two tickets for Paradise Lost, March 20th, 605-4567. You know, let's go back Cameron here again. Does this take away from your school and all that when you're, rehearsals and everything you do?
Not really, cause it's later in the day, but, school and rehearsals is very busy.
And what school do you go to?
Youth Prep.
Of course, that doesn't, you know, for some reason that doesn't surprise me. We were just at a fundraiser for, you were there. Yeah, you know what? I thought I saw you there with your, what happened to Dad's arm? Did you have to, you were showing him some new moves?
Yeah, he was breakdancing and he got a serious arm injury.
Your dad was breakdancing?
Not intentionally, probably.
She's got comedic timing.
I gotta tell you, that was good impromptu right there. I think it's fabulous. On these tickets, it is media night, and we will be there. So please, I think Bob's taking the name right now. We're going to be giving tickets away tomorrow as well, because, you know, we always believe in local theater that we need to fill the seats. You know, when there's so much energy that goes into bringing a production and casting the production, doing the sets for the production, the energy that goes around the production, we as a community need to go and take part in that. It's as important being an audience member as it is actually being a cast member because the two go hand in hand.
Heather, you have tickets. Just come on down to 1326 Market Street, and they'll be in the box under the name Heather. This is for Paradise Lost and Found on March 20th. Hey, we want to really thank everybody for coming in here. And how do people get tickets if we don't give them away right here?
for media night, it's all through the media, but otherwise you get it from Cascade Theater box office, or they can go online to the CascadeTheater.com or RiverfrontPlayhouse.com.
Great. I'd like to thank John Welsh. John, seen you so many times around here. Of course, Cameron Tyler, who just let everybody know what happened to her dad. And even if, you know what, Dad, even if it... If that wasn't the reason, it was such a great answer. It is from now on.
Run with it.
It's run with it.
Run with it.
And then, of course, Leon Compton, who the first time I met Leon was with when Linda was doing a movie here, one of the movies
Sundial.
For the Sundial.
With Lisa and Bill Collins.
That's right. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460. We'll be right back.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
For a tax pro that not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Gironda's Restaurant, March 13th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Clint Boren to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs or do you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experience, tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend their financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
911. She shot him. She's shooting him.
My wife is a hero. She protected her kids. She did what she was supposed to do as a responsible, prepared gun owner.
This is Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The time is now for safe, effective, NRA-certified firearms training. And if I can provide your firearms, ammunition, and the best training in the state, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at NorCalFI.com, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Yeah, welcome back. There was
7:53 in the morning.
This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. Ram, you know, which was the 2013, is the 2013 truck of the year.
I don't know.
You know, they've got anything you want down at Redding Crown Motors. I mean anything. New, previously owned, cars, trucks, SUVs. They probably got a motor scooter down there that they'll find for you if you want it. And their service department is second to none.
You know where we're considering?
Redding Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue. Or give them a call, 223-2177.
Can I come in now?
I know you want to talk.
So,
I mean,
we're considering
surprise.
A single cab. Now, I drove trucks, believe it or not. You know, even back in my days when I lived in...
18-wheelers.
You know, when I lived... You know, it sounds foo-foo when I say Beverly Hills, but it wasn't like that for me. But anyway, so I drove a truck. I had a 3-speed on I had a Chevy, a GMC, 3-speed, but it was a single cab.
On the floor?
On the floor. And it was actually 4. No. I drove a 3-speed column. That's how I was trained to drive, but it was a, you know, 4-speed,
on the floor.
On the floor. And I'm trying to think if you went into fifth. Trying to think if you went into fifth at all. But anyway, so yeah, so this is how you had to go into four-wheel drive. But anyway, so then later on, it was a Z71 and it was a Chevy. So I never really had Fords. And now Carl's driving a Ford and we like it. But you know, it is a double cab. I don't like a double cab. We're thinking about trying to find one with a single cab. Do you see them anymore? Single cab?
Looking for that Ram with 4 on the floor. I like to do that.
Single cab. I'm talking about not a back seat. Just a single cab. Do you see them anymore?
I don't know. Hey, Bad Bob, hop in here. You know, we're looking at the air show is coming back. Hooray, hooray.
Hey.
September 27th, 28th, right here at the Reading Municipal Airport. And you know how great that is. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is fantastic. Well, we have the Canadian, Canadian Forces Snowbirds, which haven't appeared since 2006, are lined up to be here. Now you've seen them. You said they're great.
Their show is not as fast as the, say, Thunderbirds or the Blue Angels. They fly basically a trainer jet. But the grace and beauty of their show is just absolutely amazing. I've seen them 3 times and every time, and the crowd goes, oh, yeah, what can they do? These guys are absolutely fantastic pilots.
Well, considering that the Air Force Thunderbirds and the Army's Golden Knight Skydivers canceled their scheduled performances due to sequestration, even though that the president spends $1 million going down and playing golf with Tiger. We have to get that. We know what? We have to get our priorities down there. Come on. And of course, and then the Navy's famed Blue Angels are also expected to cancel. But you know what? I think things are a little bit preemie right now.
Preemie.
Yeah, premature because.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
Well, I think they're premature because I think that, you know, they're going to solve this week and then everything comes back online again.
Well, I'll tell you something that's not preemie, and that's a merger of 2 major airlines. I'm not sure if people know, but American Airlines and U.S. Airways expect their merger to be officially sanctioned by the fall. I guess I know that we were planning on doing an Albuquerque trip here to see the kids. Then the hard part starts making the marriage work. If previous U.S. airline mergers are any guide, the new partners may face some rough patches as they mesh booking systems, frequent flyer programs, and eventually getting pilots familiar with new aircraft, all while persuading passengers to stick with them for the ride.
Okay.
Makes me want to fly.
Senator Ted Gaines is going to be here tomorrow. He has an open house. And down on 1670 Marcus Street, right down here at the where is that at? Arboretum here?
Arboretum? Yeah.
Oh, I can't read either today. This has been one of those days. You know what? You ever had a day, my friends, when you just should have just not have even, you know what? You shouldn't have even opened your eyes and you know, the whole day has started. The whole day started. I staggered around. The dog, you know, carried me outside to go to the bathroom instead of the other way around. You know, and then I've got here and, you know, I mean, then I came here and I'm just writing stuff down. It just doesn't make sense. And then somebody drops a pair of headphones, which we do all the time around here, and it just stops me. I just look at it and go, oh, well, there's so much for that train of thought. I mean, you know, the whole day's been like that. I'm just going to sit down.
Honey, you're not alone.
Here, I'm just sitting down. I'm going to sit down right now.
Is this a world that the medical marijuana folks live in all the time?
I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here.
Okay, let's congratulate, first of all. You know, I think this is good news, though, and it is hit headlines today about the trees that have been saved through community activists and master gardeners. They really wanted to see these evergreens that are 100. Well, it says 50-year-old, but they're been here for years, obviously. That they in front of Lithia, that they wanted to clear out in order to make room, and community activists got together and said, "No way!" Signed petitions, and so of course today, and we knew people in the movement. that it was so important for them to not do anything with these trees, to not move these trees, to not kill these trees or take them down. So, headline, some 50-year-old trees to live! Congratulations. We'll be right back. This is KCNR 1460.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A time of public reflection is ending. And later this hour, the conclave begins, the election of a new pope. Fox News Radio's Courtney Walsh is live at the Vatican.
Yes, Lisa. Well, the cardinals are leaving their residence and moving to the Pauline Chapel, where they will stop for prayer and reflection. Shortly afterwards, they will file into the Sistine Chapel, accompanied by the Litany of Saints. At St. Peter's Square, I spoke to some people from the state, from the U.S. who are looking for change.
I think it would be neat to see just a different representation than we've seen so far. So
no idea. Yeah, I don't. No idea. I guess back in the States, they're hoping it'll be somebody from there, but you never know.
Voting could start around 1 p.m. New York time and then smoke to indicate whether or not a decision has been made. Lisa?
Courtney, thanks. A Senate committee has just voted in favor of expanding background checks for gun buyers. The full Senate could vote next month. Congress trying to avoid a government shutdown while chewing on long-term budget proposals. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live on the Hill.
House Republicans offering a long-term spending plan they argue leads to a balanced budget in 10 years without any new tax hikes.
We can't just keep spending money we don't have. That's the basic acknowledgement.
Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan's plan calls for a repeal of the health care law and lower tax rates while eliminating some deductions.
Ryan's budget will shower more tax breaks on millionaires.
Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid calling it deja vu. His caucus releases a counteroffer tomorrow. Lisa.
Jared, the Secret Service investigating claims that the First Lady and the Vice President may be among the latest hacking victims. What appears to be personal information posted on a website targeting a range of high-profile victims, also including Beyonce, Mel Gibson, and Paris Hilton. The FBI investigating, too. Fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Movie massacre suspect James Holmes due in a Colorado courtroom right now to enter a plea.
Court documents indicate his attorneys are leaning toward a not guilty by reason of insanity plea. But other possibilities are out there. A mental competency exam to see if he can assist in his own trial, or even a plea deal. Though, based on court documents thus far, that seems unlikely.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal at the courthouse in Centennial. 12 people were killed, nearly 60 wounded, in a theater in Aurora, Colorado, last summer. A fiery crash kills 5 teenagers in Texas. Police say the teen's car ran a stop sign and collided with a tanker loaded with fuel in West Texas. The teens were dead at the scene. The truck driver is badly burned and in critical condition. This just days after a crash that killed 6 teenagers in Ohio.
We just have to find a way to be able to reach our children so that we can continue to go on and continue to build life in our neighborhoods, opposed to seeing this death and destruction.
Robert Lewis, a pastor who helped lead a memorial in Warren, Ohio. Police investigating that crash believe the car was speeding, and the owner ultimately reported it stolen. Not clear if he knew any of the teens. Top officials in Iran went to the movies, and now they may be ready to go to court over Argo.
The movie is based on a true story and details the escape of 6 American hostages from the besieged U.S. Embassy in Tehran in 1979.
Actions of Iran have shocked
the civilized world.
But the movie has shocked the Iranian authorities, who say the betrayal of their country is unrealistic. Local media is reporting that a French lawyer has arrived in the Islamic State for talks with officials on how to file the lawsuit. The decision came after Iranian cultural officials and movie critics watched Argo on Monday. In Jerusalem, Emily with the Fox News Radio.
Wall Street right now, the Dow's up 6 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back.
Wait, where was the Harley in there? It went... Don't tell me that's anything like today.
Usually I faded right after the bugle every morning for the last 3 years.
You know, I refuse to put up with this. I'm going home. You know, there's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Well, damn, that one didn't work either. That didn't work either. Okay, hey, welcome back. KCNR 14-6 Community Talk Radio for the North State. We'll eventually get it together. Carl and about 8:05 in the morning here. It's, what's the weather look like today?
Well, it looks like it's 48 degrees in the downtown studios right now. We have a sunny day. Temperatures are going to be around 70 tonight, partly cloudy tonight. 48. As we get going, with the rest of the week, mostly sunny on Wednesday with temperatures around 80 degrees. Love it. Wednesday night will be clear and 49. Partly sunny day on Thursday with a 77, and the list, the week goes on with temperatures in the high 70s and low 80s. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Don't forget Thursday night. This is a fabulous time to go out on the deck at Anselmo Vineyards and enjoy their homemade pizza in the fire pizza oven on the deck. It is a spectacular view, and you're going to get great service. 474-5546 is the reservation hotline for Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay. You know, they have, not only do they have that, they also have, I think it's horseback riding and, I think they have sporting clays. They got everything going out there. Are we on with, are we ready to go here? Okay. Well, then let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors, Josh Wiley, for our Market Minute. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets are lower this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 4 points at 14,442, while the NASDAQ's down 15 at 3,236, and the S&P 500's down 4 at 1,551. Oil's up $1.26 at $93.32 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.22%. Gold's up $16.20 at $1,596, while silver's up 46 cents at $29.32 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Cisco Systems is down 16 cents at $21.72. Disney is down 41 cents at $57.25, while Kimberly-Clark is up 29 cents at $94.17. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9 here, right, on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive to visit them. They have the best information. They can help you through the jungles of Wall Street, if anybody can. Wells Fargo Advisors. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have with us today Kathy Riley. Did I get that right?
Got it.
She's the business supervisor over there at the Veterans Clinic, and there's a lot of things. We're going to be talking about dental eligibility and all this, but some other things are going on at the clinic. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Smell it.
that sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
For a tax pro that not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Gironda's Restaurant, March 13th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Clint Boren to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs or do you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experience, tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend their financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Yeah. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:12 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's March 12th, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I want to remind everybody about tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Veterans Hall right down on Yuba Street. The Military Order of the Purple Heart is having a special ceremony and to present a plaque to the family of Army Specialist Preston Dennis, who was killed in action in Kandahar, Afghanistan. But also occurring tomorrow night is a member of the from the French Embassy is going to present the French Legion of Honor to our World War II prisoner of war, Ellis Booth. And that's going to occur tomorrow again, 7 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Hall on 1605 Yuba Street, right next to the post office there. Give Jim Berg a call at 229-0828, but you can just show up there. I think that would be a great idea. Okay, our guest is Kathy Riley, who is the supervisor for the business offices at the Veterans Clinic here. And today we're going to be talking, you know, one of the things we've done on this once a month, our show on the VA clinic is to open up to people the amount of services that are open to our veterans.
It's amazing how many services we actually do offer here locally. When we try so hard to get as many services for our veterans because our facility is so far away. So we want to try to limit the amount of travel that our veterans have to do to receive their care. So even if it's on a part-time basis, we do really try to make a comprehensive plan for our vets.
Well, the, you know, when I heard that they were doing dental, then, but is the, how do you sign up for dental? I mean, it's pretty restricted though, isn't it?
Dental is one of the hardest, services to receive. And basically you have to be 100% disabled, service connected, permanent and total, or you have to be rated 60% and above and considered unemployable, permanent and total. Obviously, if you have a service-connected condition related to dental, they'll always take care of that. If they're going through the Chapter 31 voc rehab and something is causing them to not be able to...
What's a Chapter 31?
It's
for people that don't know.
Well, a Chapter 31 is a voc rehab that they can sign up for, and they, you know, get some training and some assistance in getting some valuable experience in trying to getting a new job or a new career. And if there is a dental condition that's keeping them from that, you know, say they can't go to school because, you know, tooth hurts too bad, then there's some eligibility to receive some care just so that they can continue on in the program. And if there is a dental condition that is aggravating severely one of the another service-connected condition, that's something that they will also assist in. But really, if you want to know your case, your personal eligibility, I always suggest going to the business office and just asking these questions.
Okay, because the 100% disabled can be under different things. Doesn't mean that you can't walk or talk.
Exactly.
It could be a number of different conditions there.
The 100% disabled condition doesn't have to be related to a dental condition. As a matter of fact, most of them are not.
And how many dentists do you have working right now?
We have 3 dentists, and we do have a hygienist and a few assistants, things like that. We have a beautiful lab that just opened up. They call it a dental lab at our new site on Cypress Avenue. It's gorgeous. It's really... very, very beautiful setup they have going on.
And they're
there.
Pretty, and I guess they're pretty busy there.
So. Oh, they're hopping. You know, dental, because it is so rare to get dental that, you know, anybody that can is going to get it. And so they're usually booked up pretty good, but they do try to get people in, especially those that are having some urgent needs, things like that.
Okay. When we start talking about dentists, we said 3, but in a hygienist, how many doctors? Do we have working at the VA clinic? Do you have any idea? I just threw this one at you, but is it, it's like over 50 or is it?
No. Okay. I want to say we have
35.
I want to say probably around 20. You know, and the thing 20? Is we have specialists that come and go that are part time. Yeah. And as far as about primary care, I want to say 20. And I know that we're having some people have retired, and so we're getting some new doctors on, so some new blood coming in. And
I know Dr. Danuka, who is a regular guest with us, has just started doing colonoscopies down there on Wednesdays.
Yeah,
and as part of the drill to try and get people get a lot of their work done here as opposed to having them sent far, far away.
Yeah, we just started doing some more dermatology. That's another one. So that's really nice. And he's a local doctor too.
Does the, how many patients or veterans do we have to send down to Mather or someplace away? I know the percentage has been dropping, but.
You know, that's really, really difficult to say because there's so many services down there that they have that we can't, you know, the surgeries and the higher end, you know, MRIs, things like that. That would be a really hard answer. Sorry.
No, that's okay. Because I know that was one of the things that the director of the VA here was trying to do, the clinic here, was trying to bring in a better selection of services here, like an MRI. We don't have an MRI. We have a CAT scan.
Right.
But we don't have an MRI machine.
Right. We now
so having something like that. Or do we have that now?
No, not yet. We do have mammography, which is a new one, too.
Right.
We have DEXA. And we also have the CT scan, which is wonderful to have to not go all the way to Sacramento for a CT scan. But we do have free shuttles that do go back and forth Monday through Friday. So that's a nice opportunity for people not to have to drive there themselves.
Right. But then, you know, when we talked about an MRI, are they the machine themselves, are they available out there in the VA? And it's just that you have to have a high enough priority for them, or is it something that just, you know, like if the congressman says, I want an MRI machine at my clinic, can he do that?
I'm sure they could. But usually it's all driven off workload. You know, how many patients are coming down from Reading that need an MRI? And so we have to, you know, the VA is going to have to substantiate the costs that they incur. And so if they can prove workload, then, you know, then
so the
they
whole
can,
thing is the amount of patients then. Cause
I mean, they don't want an MRI machine sitting up here just collecting dust, you know.
No.
So they want to make sure that there's enough need to support it running, you know, because there's a lot going on, not just the equipment. You have the techs and you have the people who read the machine. I mean, there's a lot involved in it. So they just have to make sure that there's enough patient load for those to actually occur up here. And then they have to, you know, appeal to the big powers saying, hey, look how many patients we have. You know, this is something that we would love to have up here.
Well, that's a good answer. Because it's a if it's something that's based on there's not enough people that need one, then I can understand that.
Yeah.
But if there was enough and they just we weren't high enough in the food chain there.
You know, because Reading does do so well, they're, you know, they want to help us because we are just – we are here for the veterans and it shows.
Yeah, it does. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Our guest is Kathy Riley, who is the supervisor of the business offices right here at for the Veterans Administration Clinic that we have. It's a great clinic we have down here. We've been talking dental, and we're talking about different services. We'll be back after these messages.
Wind River Casino and play your cards right on the third Thursday of the month from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. and join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit, offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit pong, party wheel for free prizes, pimp cup giveaway, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Wind River Casino is your one-stop party place for St. Patrick's weekend. Kick off your weekend Friday, March 15th at 11 a.m. with Irish food specials and great deals on all of your favorite Irish-inspired drinks. $4 Irish coffees, Jameson and Guinness, $5 Irish car bombs, and the classic green draft beer for only $2. Enjoy drink specials and live music all weekend long, plus a free courtesy Safe Ride shuttle home. The party starts Friday, March 15th. For all the details, log on to windriver.com.
Oh, not you again.
It's better on the river.
It's better on the river.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
I'm Mike Wiley with the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357 here in Reading. Please join us Saturday, March 30th at the Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street in Reading, from 10 until 3 for our fourth annual Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. There will be a ride led by the Missing in America Project to the Veterans Cemetery in Igo with an interment ceremony at 10:30 a.m. Afterwards, lunch will be served at the Veterans Hall provided by the Sons of Italy. For more information, please call Eddie McAllister at 530-524-7504. That's 530-524-7504. Please join us on March 30th at 10 a.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Hall.
That's Saturday, March 30th at our Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street. Let's welcome home our Vietnam veterans.
Gun Owners of California United Reading Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Reading Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's 8:22 in the morning. How are you on this lovely Tuesday, the 12th of March? Currently 49 degrees in the downtown studios. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, home of where you can walk into Espresso Joe's and get the largest amount of coffees for your biggest bang for your buck. 16 ounces for a 12-ounce prize, you get a great selection, and they will grind them and brew them, whatever you need. The girls there at Espresso Joe will help you. They have a meeting room, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and one of the largest, most beautiful walk-in humidors you've ever seen in your life. They've sponsored KCNR since we hit the airwaves, and we thank Joe and Shelley so much and all of the staff at Tobacco and Brew for always being wonderful, and I think they have a lot of integrity.
Yeah, we do. Our guest is Kathy Riley, the supervisor of the business office for the Veterans Administration Clinic. And while we were gone, we were discussing the shuttle. Now, there's a shuttle that can pick up patients or pick up.
Well, they have pickup spots.
Pickup spots.
Yeah. In our rural communities, such as Hay Fork and such as, well, do they go all the way out to like Burnt Ranch? And
well, they have a Weaverville.
Weaverville.
And they have Hay Fork and they have Round Mountain. And I'm trying to think of the last
which
one.
Is really nice. And I'm sure you can go online and find out where you can get your shuttles.
Well, we actually did a mass mailing for those other people that are in that area because we wanted to let them know about this new service. It's a fabulous opportunity for people in these rural areas who don't have to drive all the way into town.
And who wants to go over Buckhorn if you've got bad tires?
Oh, man. I hate that.
You know, so, I mean, cool. This is very good. So you can be, especially if you are having a condition where, you know, you can't be driving and, you're having health issues, it's not really good to drive on Buckhorn.
No.
It's not good to drive on, if you're healthy, it's not good to drive on Buckhorn sometimes.
Wow, that road.
But it's good that the shuttle, is there.
And then that's a brand new one. I believe they're starting it up, I want to say next week. And then there's one that the Veteran Service Office up in Wairika does. So they come down and then we leave from our clinic and there's stops all the way down to Sacramento and back. And then twice a week we go to Martinez. So there is an opportunity for people who don't normally like these long distance drives to get a free ride down there. The big stipulation is they have to have appointments though. They can't just, use the shuttle system to go shopping. But, really, if they have an appointment, a medical appointment, and they need to get to it, and they don't want to have to drive to Sacramento, or they can't afford to drive to Sacramento, it is a wonderful free service that the VA offers to get people, moving around and actually getting their services that they deserve.
The up here again, we've expanded out into Cypress Avenue.
Yes.
And that's been kind of like a godsend to everybody, right?
Oh, it's just like a breath of fresh air, kind of opening us up again.
Now, I know that you aren't the head of the clinic, but being the supervisor there in the business office, you pretty much know what's going on. Do we have any new facilities planned, specialties coming in? That you know of, or?
Well, everybody's always thinking ahead. So, right. What we want and what they're going to give us is a whole different thing. But, we're trying to put together some plans about, what are we going to need in the future and that kind of thing. But, we're a government agency. So we just have to, put our ideas in with the pot and see what comes out. As far as new services, we just got the dermatology. There's some wonderful telehealth, which is.
Wow.
Have you seen, do you know what the telehealth is?
No, but dermatology for those people who, could possibly have, skin cancer. The older you get, the more.
Yeah. And especially up
little
here
burns.
With the sun.
The burning off the stuff is important.
Yeah. Also, Agent Orange was really bad.
Whoa.
On that.
Yeah. That's fabulous.
So dermatology is one. And then, with the telehealth is kind of cool because what they do is they have a doctor down in a remote area and then they have a tech with a computer screen and the veteran on the other side. And so that way, for these surgery follow-ups or something simple that they still want to talk to the doctor about, they actually have open communication. So it's kind of neat. The doctor's on one computer screen,
so
the
you're
patient's
Skyping,
on the
you're
other.
You're Skyping each other.
You're basically
that's all it is.
Skyping.
Yeah, you're Skyping on that. Well, that makes sense.
Saves a long time.
What about electronic, what about your records? Electronic records. The VA has always had, for a long time has been putting all their.
We have an amazing record system. I have to say, of one strength the VA has is the record system because it is a national record system. If you want to move to, Tallahassee and then move up to New York, once you register and enroll in those particular clinics, they have access to your medical record, which is a really wonderful service. We had the Hurricane Katrina and everybody was wiped out. All of their records were wiped out. Well, then just a few hours, we were up and moving. And we were able to access everybody's medical records. We didn't lose.
Veterans,
of course.
Right.
Yeah, our patients.
Yeah.
So our record system, I envy as a private citizen because, it'd be great for my medical records to follow me around the country without having to lug a big, suitcase around.
Well, it's funny that, for 30 years I was lugging around all your medical records. They give you your medical records and your regular administrative records that you would take with you to the next duty station and check in like that. The medical records, one of the things that, when the medical records and on the access to them, that's just people in the VA system that have access to them.
Oh yeah, no. You only have access if, as needed basis. So the doctors, nurses, things like that will have access to your records. It's wonderful if you've had some surgery done at a remote facility and then, your doctor needs to know about it. They can plug in and look at your medical records and continue that care. where you left off, wherever you came from.
Wherever you came from. Okay.
So you have new additions to the VA services as well as now shuttle. This is what we're making announcements today,
yeah.
The new additions.
The new additions to the shuttle specifically are the Hay Fork, Weaverville, Round Mountain. Those are brand new. They're coming down, and that's something really exciting. If you want to try to get a hold of the shuttle reservations, we do have a specific line for that.
And that is?
It's 530-226-7575. It is a recorded message, so please leave, your particular information. That way the clerk can call you back with the shuttle reservation confirmation.
Okay. Well, Kathy Riley, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you know what? If anything we can do to help get the word out.
The VA is probably one of the most misunderstood services out there.
You know, and the big thing, the other thing is sequestration is not going to affect the VA in any way.
Healthcare
not going to be touched. So they may not be flying, planes over, but healthcare is not going to be touched.
Thank you.
No, thank you very much for being here. We'll be right back after these messages, after the news. Linda and I will be. We've got a couple of things we need to discuss.
Plus, I have another set of tickets for an upcoming event at the Cascade I want to give away today.
And we'll be back after the news.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Chanting a formal prayer, the Litany of the Saints, 115 cardinals making their way into the Sistine Chapel with Michelangelo's Last Judgment painted on the altar wall to start casting ballots for the next pope. Those ballots are burned. White smoke from the chimney means a pope has been chosen. Black smoke means not yet. Fox News Radio's Courtney Walsh at the Vatican.
We were told by the Vatican spokesman that the smoke this evening should probably be a little bit later if it does come. They're not obliged to vote today, but they probably will. And the Vatican spokesman, Father Lombardi, also said that it was very unlikely that there would be a white smoke, meaning that they have elected a pope today, but it has happened in the past.
Until a pope is chosen, those cardinals have no communication with the outside world. In or out, they're sequestered inside the Vatican. The pope is chosen by two-thirds majority, in this case, 77 cardinals. This is a Fox News alert.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Scadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. If you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as $1 per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Honey, did you hear something? Honey?
She can't hear me.
Who are you?
I'm the voice of all the money you've been losing by wasting water. Leaking toilet flappers can waste gallons of water and cost you a chunk of change.
So if I just fix my leaky toilets, I can keep all that money? Hey, honey, I'm gonna go fix the toilet. No sense in flushing away our money.
Learn how to save money and save water at the free Water Smart Workshop, sponsored by the City of Reading Water Utility, on Wednesday, March 20th at City Hall. Learn how to change a toilet flapper, read your water meter, check for irrigation leaks, and more. Drop into the River Conference Room anytime between 11 and 4 and join us in celebrating Fix a Leak Week. A free residential Be Water Smart kit will be available for the first 250 households. This Water Smart Workshop is brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's 8:34 on this beautiful Tuesday.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. See that? Did you see those? Did you see that move?
Have no idea. You make these moves that are.
Did you see that? I was pantomiming getting your haircut.
You and I, I'm not sure, could play charades that well together.
Oh yeah.
I would go, what,
well, what
the
about
heck?
That? You know what? I think there was. It
depends. I thought you're
on
like
it.
I was crazy. Like you were like moving your circle around your head.
No,
but you were talking
what I
about
was doing that was not around in my head. This was going up and down, up
okay.
and down.
Right.
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Just super people down there. DC, Tim, and Lon. What can I say? And I saw Roy too. You know, the original man in black. Saw him the other day and he's looking great. What can I say? Shout out to them. And it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. It's right down the street, you know, from Classy Cafe, who this Friday is having a big, St. Patrick's Day dinner. They're having corned beef and, cabbage and all that. Yeah.
Ooh, sounds great.
That's down at Classic Cafe down in the afternoon there.
All right. So, I promised to give these tickets away, to a wonderful show that's happening at the Cascade. It's called Dervish. You're probably wondering, what is Dervish? I believe it's an Irish show. And it is March 19th. So two tickets to, you know, it's always fun to see stuff that you wouldn't think that you would go to. So free tickets, two Center Orchestra, tickets here for, the show called Dervish, Cascade Theater for March 19th, 7:30 PM. Give us a call here if you'd like to go out and do something at the Cascade Theater and see what they always have wonderful shows. I don't know if I've ever seen a bad show at the Cascade. They always bring in wonderfully, across the board, intelligent, great shows that, give you all kinds of stuff. So give us a call here. The show is called Dervish. And, we're waiting for your call. 605-405-67.
Okay. The, we're talking about, this week. See, tomorrow we have, Senator Ted Gaines on. Later on this week we have, the head of the unions here talking about the prevailing wage. And Friday we've got a gent on that, walks around the world and writes about it. Idiot in the Odyssey. And he's going to be on Friday. And, but he, the thing about, Mark is that he is about as politically opposite as we can possibly be here. Also Friday, of course, is Outside the Wire, our fourth edition of Outside the Wire. And I believe this week we're going to be talking the Marians, which to me is a subject that I don't know anything about, or I know very rarely, I know very little about Lemurians up in Mount Shasta. You know, that this is like part of a lost civilization, and they ended up somehow up in Mount Shasta.
I don't know, I guess you'll find out.
Well, you're
not
in your
local legend.
Is it a local legend, or is this just, I mean, I've heard about it since, I've never heard about it until I got up here.
I'm not sure it's local. I think throughout the world.
It's an offshoot of the Atlantean legend that there is an underground advanced civilization inspired by alien technology, and that the lenticular clouds you see parked over Mount Shasta are actually cloaking devices for the mothership.
That's not the impression I
get. Well, that makes sense. There's always a ring cloud. It's always there. Have you ever seen Mount Shasta without the cloud?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I have.
That's because you're not Lemurian.
Well, the thing
only Lemurians can see the cloud.
I was talking to people up there that are part of the Lemurian society, and, you know, they're very, I mean, I was talking about coming on and talking about this because this is something that people have talked to me about, that it's part of our lore up here in the North State, and so it sounds like it's, obviously people are really into this. I mean, it's kind of like, if they're into it this much, I mean, it's lasted for hundreds of years. If you look it up, it means back in the 1880s, people have been, you know, involved with the Lemurian society and in this. I mean, if we went to Planet X last week, if I remember right, and how that's affecting us here
All right. You're getting out there.
No, I mean, I'm just
Planet
talking
X.
About, well, you know, outside the wire. I mean, I'm getting lots of phone calls and emails and things from people saying is that they're really into this. And so we're looking out there.
You need to
there.
Start your own we energy drink, looking, Carl.
Yeah, it is. I've already got
called
my own energy.
Called outside the wire or Planet
it's
X.
Called Jack and Red Bull. But here's the thing is that we're looking for guests to be on Outside the Wire. Somebody that if you've had an experience that you'd like to talk about, then if you don't want to give your name, that's okay. We don't do that. But if experiences that you've had out with things or entities that you probably ordinarily wouldn't talk about, or it's just part of it, most people don't believe in. We're more than happy to entertain that and talk to you a little bit about it see if you can come on Outside the Wire with us. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
I see trees of green, red roses too.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. You get the dispensation.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology, the Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room-to-room it with a hop. Where the apps are, the coolest, and the music is the smoothest with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine, increase the value of your vehicle, and will have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Wow.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veteran discounts, locally owned, family operated, right here. Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793.
We promised we were going to talk a little bit about this band called Dervish that is coming to the Cascade Theater March 19th. We still have these two tickets. You're probably like, okay, who is this group? We have a little snippet here, don't we, Bob?
Yes, if you're familiar with the Chieftains, they're along the same line of that traditional Irish music with a modern take on it, and I'm hoping... There we go. Love the Ullian pipes.
I know Jerry Ullian.
So if you're a big fan of Irish music, you're going to want to see Dervish at the Cascade.
From Sligo in Northwest Ireland, they've long stood at the forefront of traditional Irish groups. Of course, the vocals of Kathy Jordan, dazzling award-winning instruments. There's, you know, of course, on the flute and so many different instruments that represent the Irish culture. This is happening on Tuesday, March 19th. Give us a call here, 605-456-4567. We want to give you two seats, and you know how we feel about, again,
love that
theater. We want to make sure, and especially if you love to go to Irish stuff, this is happening on Tuesday. Give us a call here, and you can attend the Cascade and see and hear this group.
Let's go into, you know, when you talk about banning things, well, Freedom has been banned in the District of Columbia. Yes, that's true.
GCNR.
Freedom has been banned. Also, Obama, God bless, government sucks, anti-IRS, Ron Paul, and tax killer. They've all been banned. Yeah, that's right. Vanity license plates in the District of Columbia have been banned. These are some of the ones that have been banned. I can't even go through all of them. But freedom, the word freedom has been banned. The word Obama has been banned. God bless, tax killer, anti-IRS. There's just, it goes on and on and on. These are, you know, we talk about our vanity license plates here in California, but how do you like to have the word freedom? How can that one be banned?
How come Gold Digger can be on there, but not freedom?
I'm not sure Gold Digger can be on there.
How can you have a license plate this is a true story. I saw this in Alameda on a Mercedes, red Mercedes convertible. I heart BDSM. How can you have that and not have freedom?
Well, what about the one I saw that said spank me? You know? Oh, that was mine. Oh, no. That was, you know, I saw that on down in Orange County too. But these are the ones that have been banned they had Obama. They had Obama sucks. Obama number one. You know, a lot of them had Obama on it. None of them made it. But the one freedom, I'm just not sure why freedom would be. Why you couldn't have freedom on a license plate? Is it, you know, is because there is no such thing as freedom Washington D.C. All right, now, just when you thought it was safe, you know, we talked about the Department of Homeland Security buying 2,700 of these mine resistant, armored vehicles, and then I said, yeah, that's to carry the 1.6 billion rounds they have bought. Well, you know what? There was the other part to this is too, is that they at the same time they bought 7,000 PDWs. What's a PDW? That's a personal defense weapon for the Department of Homeland Security. 7,000 personal defense weapons. Now, what are the characteristics of a personal defense weapon? Well, if you work for the government, you can have a personal defense weapon that has a pistol grip. It's a automatic and semi-automatic. Collapsible stock. It looks like one of those, oh my gosh, an assault rifle. Because it fits the definition, because it is, an assault rifle is an automatic weapon. You can switch it from semi to auto. Unlike what they're saying assault weapons are with all these laws they're going to pass, who are just semi-automatic weapons, they can't switch to automatic. But why is the government buying 7,000 of those too? Is that it go with the 1.6 billion rounds in the, and the 2,700 NRAPs that they have that are already out there. So just something to think there, because I hadn't seen the 7,000 weapons they were buying that fall into the ones – they fall into the items that Feinstein says are illegal to have. in the United States. If you're a citizen, however, if you're with the government, oh, no, you can have these. You can be part of the IRS or the Social Security armed people that can have that.
Congratulations, Dave. You, Dave Sandrock, you won the tickets to Dervish. I'm sure you're going to have a great time. You know, the fact is that, you know, here's this in a, we have an, the morning with guests, an array of, a lot of stuff that's going on and changing, in our society and our world. You know, words mean something. People take things, in words differently. I just got an interesting email saying something that was kind of on a, like a normal, and then somebody really taking offense.
Like what?
I don't want to go into
something
detail.
Something we said?
No, going into detail about somebody, I was just saying something to somebody in an email to respond to something about like where, you know, and just kind of the state of where people are right now. Just on the defense, like maybe it's not really meant that way. And we as, I think our world right now is really on edge.
Well, I think it is. I think it is. I think people are on edge when we start talking about it. You know, we went to UPrep the other night when you emceed. It was a great, super event, by the way, super event. You know what? They did such a great job. And the things that struck me was right at the beginning, we were approached by young people, parents in their early 30s,
mm-hmm.
talking about politics. That how it's affecting them. And what do you think about this? What do you think about that? I mean, they're sold on Rand Paul.
Mm-hmm.
They're the Ron Paul supporters. A lot of the youth looked at Ron Paul and he offered them something that the other parties didn't. Unfortunately, Ron Paul didn't go any further than that. And for a variety of reasons that you have to kind of think back that maybe he should have. But now all the people that were supporting him are looking at his son, especially after this debate. Or this filibuster he promulgated about the drones. And he was absolutely right about that. You know, we needed to have the government say we're not going to use drones to target Americans on American soil to kill Americans. I mean, how hard is that just to say? Well, it took 13 hours of a filibuster for him to say, but I think people are on the edge a lot of times. And you want to try and talk people off the edge and say, well, you know what? This is our country. Our country can move forward. Yes, you may not agree with, you know, the election, but let's take a look at it. You know, 52% of the people did agree, 48 didn't. How do we get that together? How do we mix that together so that we can go forward? We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time home buyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." "We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Gun Owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, well, East Side Road off of 273.
No, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl on the Block. It is 8:55 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. When it's hot outside, you want to be cool inside. That's right. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. Alliance Heating and Air, they do great work. Good people there. Just go to their website, homecomfort.org, or give them a call at 530-221-2642. That's 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. You know, you get into things, and, you know, one of the things, you know, the Second Amendment has raised such, you know, so many arguments back and forth on this. And the last thing was, I wanted to talk about on this one just for a couple minutes is, They were in there discussing it in the Colorado State Legislature about being able to carry a weapon on campus. And the Colorado Democrat, state Democrat, told a rape victim who was, by the way, assaulted, within 150 feet of the campus police office there, that if she had had a concealed weapon, it might have gone worse for her. Because she pulls out statistics that these statistics say this and this. And the rape victim says to her, "You weren't there. This guy pulled a knife on me and assaulted me 150 feet away from the police station. If I'd had a weapon, I know I could have protected myself." And the other representative says, "Well, you know what? This isn't really about but you being able to carry it's so others on campus can feel more comfortable knowing that people don't have weapons." And the whole thing is so people can feel comfortable knowing we have a gun-free zone here, that somebody can just walk on the campus and then assault somebody. And the person that had done it went on and assaulted two other people and murdered somebody that had assaulted her. But this is what they said was, "Well, you know what, frankly, you know, he probably would have taken it away from you and hurt you with it," because that's what the statistics say. And I just find this so sad that it's, you know, that people are losing the rights to do things because it makes other people uncomfortable. There's things that are said under the First Amendment that make other people feel uncomfortable. And you don't say, "Well, let's just take that part of the First Amendment away," or the Constitution. When I start hearing things about somebody and actually saying things like, "Well, the Constitution, you know, it wasn't written by God. That, you know, it should be a living document. We should be able to move it around for how we feel right now." And I think about the people that say that are, do they go to church anyway? I mean, are they just using it like that? But the Constitution, being a living document and thus being able to change it at will. And that to me is another scary part of things I've been hearing, is that, you know, that term that, "Well, you know what, they were there, you know, gosh, they were, it's a long time ago when they wrote this. You know, things have changed. You know what, it was a flintlock back then. It wasn't a semi-automatic rifle that could shoot 20 times. Well, no. But that's why they said weapon, because they were smart enough to think, "Well, weapons are going to change. Things change all the time." That's why they wrote it that way. It's like the First Amendment. Now, if, you know, we're not going to keep you from what you're saying just because things change. Anyway, just at the end of this morning, I just wanted to kind of close it up with those things.
So what's your positive thought, your reinforcement, your thought-provoking closure?
Well, the thing about this is, You can't just let things happen. You can't just let things happen without at least facing up to it and taking a stand and saying that, you know what, this is not right. This is not right. I am not going to let you take away this right. I am going to fight you in court. I'm going to fight you at the polling place. I'm going to fight you just because you say I can't, and as stupid as this is, just because you say I can't drink a 32-ounce Slurpee, that is enough to fight for right there, because they are telling me I can't drink a Slurpee. At what point did they quit? And this is just, you know, when people go, oh, you know, that you're really reaching out there. No. The fact is that, my friends, you have to find that line and you have to stand up and you get your friends there and you fight and you fight and you just don't back down. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Ron Flatter. The chorus at the Vatican as cardinals walked into their conclave to vote for a new pope. More live from Vatican City and Fox News Radio's Courtney Walsh.
Just a few minutes ago, the 115 cardinals filed into the Sistine Chapel here at the Vatican, singing a Gregorian chant, praying for guidance as they choose a new pope. Now they are taking oaths. Then they will hear a meditation from a cardinal from Malta. After everyone who is not an elector has left the room, the cardinals will likely cast their first ballot. But with no clear front runner, it is unlikely we will get white smoke, meaning a pope has been chosen. So voting will continue, 4 ballots a day, until a new pope is elected. Ron?
Courtney, the proposal to make background checks a requirement for buying a gun has moved forward in Congress. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
And the proposal adds background checks as a requirement of private gun sales, the measure clearing the Senate Judiciary Committee in a party-line vote, all Democrats.